This recording, South Africa 38, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and frieze jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. I was born in East London, a little town, city, whatever you want to call it, in the Eastern Cape. And that's where I schooled. I finished schooling and Standard 8, back in the day, old JC. It was the best time of my life, that area. I'll always tell people that I'm from the Eastern Cape, even though I'm 50 years in Cape Town. And I came to Cape Town because there was no apprenticeship in East London for Muslim people. I played sport, all sport, at a very high level. But because of apartheid, it couldn't go any further. We're over that now, but it was very sad for me to play sport. Apartheid kept us back a lot in life. The one thing that I can tell you about apartheid that I felt, you know, it was very unfair for us, is that we didn't have opportunities to excel in whatever we did. I started off playing soccer as a young person, and I could only go to provincial level, and I thought I had much more. I could outplay anybody. And in my mind, maybe it wasn't like that. We never knew about international stuff like that, man, because we were kept back. I worked very hard in my life as a tradesperson, and I still like to do things, you know, hard way. And I think we were much more physical people than today's young people. I applied for a bond when I came back from Saudi Arabia. I was 30 years old. I worked in Saudi Arabia, in Riyadh and Dahran. In that heat, I slogged. When I came back, I had 20,000 rand in my pocket, as I worked hard there for 2 years. A house in Wynberg in the colored area went for 40,000 rand in a great suburb. I was engaged to be married. I went to the banks and I've asked them to borrow me a 20,000 rand. Yeah, take my 20,000 rand. I want to buy this house. I was very ambitious. I went to every bank. But because of my color, I couldn't get that money. The first thing they asked me, where do you work? I said, I just come from 2 years without having a day holiday in Saudi Arabia, in that desert. It wasn't pleasant. And you're asking me where I work. You can't borrow me money. If I can't pay the bond, whatever, all you have to do is take the house. I can't run away with the house. I swear to you, that was the hardest thing for me in apartheid. That same house today, you'll get 20 million rand for. It broke me. When I think now of it, how it was. I don't think there was a young man, I was 30 years old, that could tell people about the hardships I went through. I mean, I didn't know anybody in Cape Town. It was difficult. But when I had money, when I could, and that first house, if I could have purchased that house today, probably would have been a rich man. But then I had to take 10,000 rand and buy a plot in Grassy Park. And I had to build a house out of my pocket. It took me over 10 years. Now, 10 years down the line, it took you to build a house out of your pocket. As you were earning, you had to build. And then another brick on another brick. And the house is still standing on my name today. But that's what apartheid did to us, man. To me as a person. That's what apartheid has done to them. Your sword can play by your sword. Your kind must stay with your kind. You see, if you pronounce the word Xhosa, that's how it's pronounced. That is the click sound of it. The Xhosa language is spoken like Tikakoka. The Arabic language is Kaifalhal, how are you? Xhosa, Kunjani, you know, something like that. Nadia, Kunjani. Namhlanje, Dimu Dlali Golf. Apa ku West Lake. Ugibile ngoku, uitshile apha kule sister wam. Uyathanda le kutsha lo mntu umnikile mna. What I said was, how are you, Nadia? I went to the Wesley Golf Course, I played golf there, and I came to have lunch here with my sister-in-law.